So there's Andy, there's some other people. We don't have any press here, so, and I don't really know if they're coming. So we may have to be our own press. We've never had a press conference in this in this hall without a press. But these are times like we never lived in before too, right? So everybody knows why we're here? Well, we have a few people that are going to have to leave early, and so I'm going to ask them to come up and talk now. I'm going to ask Joe Osbecker with the Local 73 of the Service Employees International Union to open up, talking about the support that we have from that union. This press conference was called because Carlos Rosa is planning on or is going to invoke Rule 41. Rule 41 means that we will bring CPAC out of the Public Safety Committee and put it on the floor of the City Council for a vote. And the reason why we're doing that at this time is so we can have some measurement, or some degree of measurement, as to where the various members of the City Council stand in relationship to this legislation. Of course, we want them to support it, but so far we've gotten very little support. As of right now, we have 8 members of the council out of 50 who are supporters of CPAC, and we need to change that number dramatically. We need to at least get 20 more people to support it in order for it to be able to pass without a veto. So that's what we're working on, and that's the most important development as far as we're concerned in the struggle for community control of the police. Since the conviction of Jason Van Dyke. So having said that, let me bring our first speaker up because he has to leave. He has a union election to attend. So I'm going to bring him up to address you briefly, and then we'll go on from there. Joe Osbecker.
I don't have a union election to attend. I have a union election to run. So both slates are waiting for me. My name is Joe Osbecker, and I'm representing today the Service Employees International Union Local number 73. We have 29,000 members, most of whom live in the city of Chicago or in the county of Cook. We have 13,000 members who live in the city of Chicago. And the vast majority of our members live on the south and the west sides. And 3 years ago, our union became the first union in the city to endorse an all-elected civilian police accountability council. And we did that because we recognized that our members, you know, we fight for them every day for better wages, better working conditions, good contracts. But we realize that every night, our members go home to neighborhoods where their safety is endangered, not just by crime, but by the police who are paid to protect them. And as we set out to organize, guess what we found? We found among our members the family of Rekia Boyd. Her aunt is one of our leading members. We found the family of several of the victims of the dirty cop Reynaldo Guevara, the Hernandez brothers. Their father is a retiree from Local 73. We found among our members Amanda Shackelford, a retired cook from the public schools, whose son Gerald Reed is a torture victim of the Burge gang. We found one after another of our members have been victims of police crimes. And so, of course, we had to take a stand in the interest of our members, and that's why we voted unanimously in 2015 to support CPAC. And in 2016, the first time Alderman Rosa submitted this legislation into the City Council, our leadership sent out letters to every member of the City Council saying that we support CPAC and we urge you to vote for this legislation. And we are doing it again this week. We're going to email all the aldermen, and we're going to hand-deliver copies of the letter to every office of every member of the city council, saying that this system is broken, and the only thing that's going to fix it is to take the power over the police out of the hands of the people who've been allowing these crimes to go unpunished, and put the power into the hands of a civilian elected body. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Joe. So I'm going to read the statement from the Alliance. We're taking up, Carlos Rosa is running a little late. He's the main feature here. So let me read our statement. And like I said, the news media has not showed up yet either. So right now, you're our media. And is there anybody here from the news media, from any newspaper, TV station, radio? You on? What media do you represent? Okay, all right, my man. So High Park Arrow is here. All right. So this is just the statement that our organization, the Chicago Alliance Against Race and Political Repression, has issued. I guess we haven't sent it out to the media yet, so it'll go out to the media from here. The Chicago Alliance Against Race and Political Repression released the following statement to the people on the occasion of the invocation of City Council Rule 41, forcing a vote on legislation establishing community control of the Chicago Police Department. We stand here today with Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, and with, here he comes. We stand here today with Alderman Carlos Rosa and the other brave members of the City Council who have taken a stand for justice. They have taken a stand for moving on to the council floor and passing the ordinance establishing an all-elected, all-civilian Police Accountability Council. These brave council members are saying that they will give, that they will agree no more to multi-million dollar settlements and legal fees for police crimes committed and covered up. They will demand that the facts of police crimes be publicly known, facts that have always been hidden, even from them by the mayor and the city law department. We stand with all community organizations who have joined in the call for community control of the police. Black Lives Matter, the Chicago Teachers Union, Asada's Daughters, Soul, Service Employees International Union, Local 73, Trinity United Church of Christ, Good Kids, Mad City, and countless other community, religious, and labor organizations. All told, we're talking about 50 different community and labor organizations and churches. They are taking a stand for an end to police crimes. They are taking a stand for a new, for a law that will require the police, that will require the police department to do its job and ending the tide of drugs and guns that are inundating our communities. At this point, I'm going to just make a few statements extemporaneously and not talk from this prepared statement, because I don't know if we're talking about having the police do their jobs, because that's not really what we're doing. Because the way that they see their job right now is killing us, you know, and doing things like torturing people. You know, I mean, you know, if you paid attention to the trial of Laquan McDonald, it was not the trial of Jason Van Dyke. It was the trial of Laquan McDonald. That's what it really was. If you paid attention to that, then the defense of the police was that they were doing their job. That was their defense, you know. So what we want to do with CPAC, we want to take that job away from them. Take that job away. We want to turn over to the people the power to say who polices our communities and how our communities are policed. You know, we're sick and tired of these police being out of control. And so that's why we're fighting for community control of the police. Okay? Now, on that note, I'm going to ask Alderman Carlos Rosa to speak. He has been the champion of this legislation for over a couple of years now. When he first heard about it and read about it, he decided, based on what he saw in the movement, let me let him tell you that. But he decided to put this into the city council, and that's why it's in there right now. And so he's also going to make some other decisions that he's going to tell you about here today. Carlos Rosa.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. We're here today because we are tired of waiting for legislation that will finally bring true accountability and oversight to the Chicago Police Department. When this nation was founded, it was founded on a premise that people had to have a say in the way that they were governed. Now, unfortunately, there was a very limited definition of who actually was a person. But because people fought and people struggled, we've come a very far, long way today. But there's still so much left to do. And one of those things that we need to do is ensure that we have a policing system that is in line with the needs and the values of our community. That we have a policing system that doesn't work as an occupying force, that doesn't go after the most vulnerable members of our community, but instead works hand in hand to ensure that every single person in our community has justice. Is that right?
Yes. Right.
Yes. That's exactly what CPAC does. Through creating an all-elected civilian police accountability council, it lives up to our values as a nation and as a society, where all of us are equal, where all of us have a voice, where each one of us can be part of the decision-making process.
Right.
That's exactly what I've sought to put forward in the 35th Ward through community-driven zoning and development, saying no to the big developers having control over housing and development decisions in our ward, and yes to working people having control over their decisions. That's exactly what many aldermen have sought to do with participatory budgeting, saying yes to regular people coming together and making the decisions around what it is that we as a community want to fund as it relates to infrastructure. And that's exactly what we're seeking to do when it comes to policing. But when it comes to policing, in many ways, the stakes are much, much higher. Because when a police officer views themselves as part of an occupying force in a poor black and brown community, we know what happens. Our children lose our lives. Our streets are not safe. Our community is forgotten. And so that's why we introduced the Civilian Police Accountability Council ordinance. That is why, when the mayor decided to have his meetings in the lead up to the passage of COPA, thousands of people came out and said, CPAC now. And because thousands of people came out and said CPAC now, the mayor could not pass COPA without pledging some form of civilian oversight. That is a victory of this movement, of every single person standing here today. Give yourselves a round of applause. And so the mayor came out and he said, we're going to pass COPA and then we're going to revisit it with some form of civilian oversight. And then nothing happened. And then finally, some community groups that the mayor thought that he was going to set up to be kind of tokens said, guess what? We're going to come out with something similar to CPAC. It's not CPAC. We're going to call it GAPA, but it's going to be something that not even the mayor wanted to see. And so then they said, oh, well, we're going to have more community meetings. But this time we're not going to include CPAC. And so we said, well, if you're not going to include CPAC, then we're going to file a Rule 41 to force a floor vote, because the people that have been organizing for this ordinance deserve to have a say. And so then they included CPAC. And once again, hundreds of people came out, thousands of people came out. And you know what they said at those meetings? They said, CPAC now. And now, months later, here we are. And I'm informed that no meetings have taken place between the mayor's office and the public safety committee to figure out what civilian oversight will look like. Seemingly, it's on the back burner. Seemingly for this mayor, as he goes out after causing so much harm and so much havoc in our communities, now he can't even give a second of thought to how it is that we will bring about oversight and accountability to the Chicago Police Department by instituting civilian control. And that's why we're here today. Because we have put together the necessary forms and the necessary documentation to file a Rule 41 and force a floor vote on October 31st at the Chicago City Council. The people must be heard. And the people, 50,000 plus collecting signatures, thousands attending meetings and protesting and raising up their voices, have made it clear. To end the history of harmful policing in our communities that has killed black and brown children. To end the torture of our people. To ensure that we have a system that is truly working to keep all of us safe. We demand civilian control of the police. We demand a fully elected democratic body. We will get it. And if you're not going to listen to us now, we're going to force that vote on the Chicago City Council. And if it doesn't pass, then I promise you another thing. We're going to continue to fight for it, to pass it in the next term with some new aldermen that are actually listening to the people and that are standing up for the people, to the police. Is that right, sisters and brothers? CPAC now! CPAC now! CPAC now! Thank you.
CPAC now!
Okay, we're not just making threats up here. We actually have some people who are candidates that we're going to let speak to you about. They're CPAC supporters, and they're running against these corrupt aldermen who've been in those seats too long, you know, shining up their rusty dusties. So I'm going to ask, I'm not calling them exactly off in the order that people came in, so don't get upset if I don't call your name first. But let me ask Quandra Spites to come up and speak. Each one of you have 2 minutes. So after 2 minutes, I'm going to start walking towards the platform. Towards the podium. All right?
Hello, everyone. I'm not going to take 2 minutes, but I want to thank everyone for coming out because this is a very, very serious situation. My name is Quandra Spates. I am running for the 20th Ward Alderman here in Chicago. All right. I do want to say this is a very serious situation across our nation. Our young men and our women are dying at the hands of the very individuals who are here to serve and protect us. We can no longer allow this kind of brutality to go unchecked in our communities. We need committees such as CPAC, to ensure that justice is being served, that these kinds of investigations are being done fairly and consistently, and that the bad cops are being distinguished from the good cops. Because there are more good cops out there, but these bad cops need to be, who's hiding behind these badges, needs to be held accountable, needs to be held accountable for their actions. We can no longer allow this in our communities, and CPAC is the organization that will bring justice to our communities. So I ask that you all get behind this organization, that we go to the streets, that we go to our communities, that we talk to our leaders, our legislators, and that we make change in our communities now. Thank you. Once again, my name is Quandra Spates, and CPAC now. CPAC now! CPAC now! Thank you. CPAC now!
Andrew Rolas from the 50th Ward. CPAC supporter.
Thank you, and welcome everyone. I don't see myself as a public speaker, but I do see myself as a person who is invested in the community. I worked for 38 years in the public schools, and I worked with children of all backgrounds, and I feel, you know, that we're there to protect them. I know people are some people who are opposed to CPAC are painting it as a us versus them. But I see this as a bridge building enactment that can restore trust between civilians and the police and community. And I think it's real important that we support this in action and CPAC, like everyone's saying, CPAC now, because it will build that trust that we need. And I think that if people have trust, they're going to call the police. They're the people in the neighborhoods are the eyes of crime. They see it. They need to feel comfortable enough to report it. If they don't feel comfortable, then it gets worse. So I think this is a bridge-building opportunity. And one of the reasons I'm running against an incumbent in my ward is because I feel like I'm more progressive and proactive. And there's so much that needs to be done and that is not being done if you follow what City Hall tells you to do all the time. So thank you very much. And like everybody's saying, CPAC now.
Yeah. CPAC now!
Sister Mary L. Johnson, who's the mother of Michael Johnson, one of the survivors of police crimes and torture in this city. So she has been a supporter of CPAC for years. In fact, ever since we got the campaign started 6 years ago. So I'm going to let her speak to you now.
Good morning, and thank you all for being here because this is so important. I've been fighting for something like this for years. I'm so glad and grateful to God that they're bringing the young and the old together. Older people have to be here to let you know and help you to understand that this is not new. They have been brutalizing us since the beginning of time. It's almost like they're addicted to it, so we gotta help break that habit. And when you mention about good cops, I'm so glad that they have good cops, because we're gonna give them a voice. We're gonna give them the privilege to speak up and speak out and stand for what's right. They're gonna be able to do their job with pride. We're going to be the ones that's going to help them when they stand up for what's right and what they're supposed to be doing. Because I can understand them not standing up, because you can't turn your back on cops. And they know that. When they speak up for us, they're jeopardizing their families, their lives. Because you have some people on the police force who will shoot you in the back, whether you're wearing blue or not.
Right. 16 shots.
If you stand up for what's right, your life is in danger. And we have never had anyone to stand for us in all these years. I've visited death row for 10 years, and there was not one white person on death row for killing a black person. Now, that's let you know right there, something's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. All the people in death row recognize how unfair the justice system was. They used to feel sorry for the black people on death row, even. They mistreat us and they get away with it. And if we don't tell what's happening to us, no one else will say anything about it. You have to stop pretending that you're not hurting. It hurts when I see a police officer get on the stand with tears in his eyes, remorseful, not because he took a young man's life, but because they had those cameras on him. That's what he was crying for. He was so frustrated and angry that they had him on camera. And everything that he said was proven to be a lie on camera. He said the young man was reaching for the knife. Then he said he held it in his hand and wouldn't put it down. Which one is it?
Neither one.
the bulging eyes that I saw was his. His eyes was bulging as he saw this young man laying helpless, and he stood over him and shot him 16 times. Now, how brutal can you get? And this is not new. This just this time we got it on camera. They do this all the time. They got our babies afraid of them. They got 10, 9-year-olds crying when the police touch them. This is sad when you take away any kind of feelings that we have for the police. And there are, like you say, there are some good ones. But see, that's the bad thing about this. Good people keep their mouths shut, and I don't like that. If you're good, speak up. You shouldn't be in the closet. Yeah. If you know that people are mistreating people, say something. And stop studying black people. You need to start studying these whites that are mistreating us. So I can say that I've been out here for years. My son was brutalized. I filed a complaint in 1970 against the police, and they targeted my family because of it. My son went to jail. He's still in there, and I'm still fighting because I want to wake up people. Join us before it happens to you. Don't wait until it happens to you and then want everybody to get in the fight. Come on and fight while you can. So all I can say is we need you. We need this. We need the community to take control of these good and bad cops.
Yes.
Because until we do, we're going to forever go to funerals, out young people all incarcerated. They come out, they can't get jobs. I guess they probably look at us and wonder, how do they make it?
Right.
The way they treat us, we are destined to rise. The truth crush will one day rise.
Yes.
So that's what we'll go for. So that's all I can say, because I wanted to have some water. So we say...
say CPAC one time. CPAC.
Say CPAC.
Right through the mic.
Say
CPAC. Right through the mic. CPAC.
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 All right. Woo! So much. That's the fuel of our movement. That's what keeps this movement moving. Okay, let me just say, I'm going to bring another politician up, but let me just say something about our organization in relationship to that so that people don't get any misunderstanding here about what's going on. We do not endorse politicians. That don't mean we don't work with them. We work with anybody that's working with us for justice. There's not no quid pro quo thing going on here. We're not going to say we're going to get somebody to vote for you because you stood up for justice. You're supposed to stand up for justice because you're standing up for justice. You know, not because you get in it. Just a minute. Don't do that while I'm talking. Okay. Who said the press conference is over? Okay, well... the press conference is over, but we ain't over. And, yeah, so we gonna keep on talking. I'm sorry. Without the mic? Okay, so the next one we got coming up is Berto from the 15th Ward. Now, you're going to have to talk loud, Berto, because I think...
All right, good morning. Is the mic still on? No, all right. Gotcha. But can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Berto Aguayo. I'm running for alderman in the 15th Ward. I'm a lifelong resident of the Back of the Yards neighborhood, and I'm an organizer. And the reason why I'm here today is because I've seen firsthand CPD target construction workers, eloteros, paleteros in our neighborhood. I've seen firsthand CPD collaborate with ICE in our neighborhood. and detained people in our community that were on a supposed gang database just because they were hanging out with either friends or because they happened to live in the neighborhood. I'm here today because I've seen firsthand CPD cooperate with ATF agents and throw flashbangs into people's homes. I've seen them occupy our neighborhoods like a military force. And I'm here today because I think it is due time that in the city of Chicago, we have the people of the city of Chicago have a voice and a vote in what happens with our police accountability system. And I'm just going to say it in Spanish just for those folks that might be here that speak Spanish. Mi nombre es Berto Aguayo. Me estoy postulando para concejal del Distrito 15. Y estoy aquí porque he visto al Departamento de Policías colaborar con inmigración, colaborar con agentes federales y tirar bombas lacrimógenas en nuestras casas. Y estoy aquí porque yo pienso que ya es tiempo de que la gente y el pueblo de la ciudad de Chicago tenga una voz y un voto en cómo responsabilizamos a la policía de la ciudad de Chicago. Y estoy aquí para demandar y urgir que tengamos a CPAC now. CPAC now. CPAC now. Thank you.
CPAC now. Okay, next we're going to have one of our longtime supporters and fighters in this struggle, representing the Chicago Teachers Union, and that is Michael Brunson, Recording Secretary of the Chicago Teachers Union. Come on, Michael.
Okay, how you doing? Yeah.
So they cut the mics, but I'm a teacher, so I don't need a mic. And you know, just like the Chicago Teachers Union has been supporting the LSCs, those are the local school councils, in our schools, in each and every one of our schools, because they are site-based, participatory, democratic bodies that have the governance of the schools. We support the same idea for the Chicago Police. CPAC, the Civilian Police Accountability Council, is the only model that will ensure the true spirit of community policing that we're hearing about more and more now. It is the only model that will really ensure it through community engagement, community participation, and community oversight. We need CPAC.
All right.
We need a Civilian Police Accountability Council.
Now.
That would consist of elected community members from all the police districts that will be empowered to ensure constitutional policing, hold rogue officers accountable for the crimes they commit in our communities, and to control and decide how our communities are policed.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need CPAC now! CPAC now! CPAC now! So the CTU stands in solidarity and support with CPAC. And we also call on the Chicago City Council to let this measure go to the floor as soon as possible. We call on this council to vote today in support of all the communities and the safety of all the citizens in the city of Chicago. We call in support of CPAC now. CPAC now! CPAC now! CPAC now! Thank you.
All right, I just want to mention Byron Siegel Lopez, who's running for alderman in the 25th Ward. He sent a message saying he supports CPAC.
No, he's here.
Oh, he's here. Well, come on. I didn't know he was here. I'm sorry. Okay, and then after you, well, let me do this here. I got to balance this out. There's been a lot of men coming up. So. Ebony Lucas. All right.
Good morning. I am Ebony Lucas, and I'm running for alderman of the 4th Ward. And I'm here today, and I support CPAC because I am a mom before anything. And I'm a mother of 3 black boys. And I've had to explain to my 5-year-old why police shoot people. And I don't want to have to explain to him that. I want to explain to him that the police and the community work together, that people in the community have a voice, and that when those bad police officers shoot people, they will be held accountable. They will go to jail just like anyone else who shoots and kills someone, any other murderer. I stand with CPAC and I support CPAC because I believe that our community needs a voice. CPAC now.
CPAC now.
CPAC now.
Right. All right. We're going to have another sister come up who's also running for alderperson.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kim Curtis and I'm from the 7th Ward. Right. I stand with CPAC today. This is a chain that will not be broken.
Right.
I want everyone to know today that this will get stronger. It will not get weak. We will stand as a community. We will stand as sisters and brothers. We will enforce this and things that's going on. We don't even have to repeat what's going on. There's going to be something done about it. And united, we will stand. I have
that's
nothing
right.
else to say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo, CPAC! Woo!
Maria Hernandez, followed by Byron Lopez.
All right, Maria.
Hey, y'all. I am not running for anything. I'm running for CPAC. I'm running for Hilltop Academy and ending the Chicago gang database. And I'm here for everyone who is a part of this fight. We need to hit people at the polls. We need to hit people in their communities. It's amazing to see this this gathering here right now, because this is about this vote right now, and this is about everything through February and reshaping what Chicago politics looks like. It's been a few years of rough struggle. We've pushed through a consent decree. That if you know, the consent decree process here in Chicago was started by a lawsuit led by people directly impacted by police violence, by Black Lives Matter, by Brighton Park Neighborhood Council, and a number of community organizations. And the consent decree that we put forth had CPAC at the core. And that's not what the city is pushing right now. That's not what we have on the table for approval at the moment. But it took a year to get here, and there is still more fighting to be done. And on every path, we are fighting for CPAC.
All right.
Through the courts, here in City Hall, in our ward offices. And most importantly, we need to be talking about it with our community members, with our family. Talk about it with the people that you know that are impacted by this, and get them aware of how much we really have to win. Because we have a city that's offering us police accountability solutions that take out everything that truly can be resolved by CPAC and by our community demands. And people don't know the difference between one ordinance and another unless you break it down for them. Only CPAC gives us control of the police contract. Only CPAC gives us control over hiring and firing. Only CPAC will really allow us to transform what policing looks like in our communities. And so whatever campaign you're a part of, whatever ward you're in, whatever office, everyone, if you want to operate in Chicago and you want a safe Chicago, a better Chicago, then CPAC needs to be in your vision. And I myself am in support of nothing less.
All right, CPAC!
Yeah.
All right, CPAC!
When I say CPAC, you say fight back. CPAC!
Fight back!
CPAC,
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 take them heels in there, CPAC,
CPAC,
all right,
Byron. All right, thank you, thank you.
What?
Buenos dias, good morning, everybody.
Buenos dias.
It is, again, a pleasure and honor to be among all of us. My name is Byron Siccho Lopez. I was the former director of the Pilsen Alliance. I'm now running for office for the alderman seat in the 25th ward. But as Frank has said, this is not about the politicians or the candidates. This is always about the people of the movement. That's what this is about. So after I ran for office last time, I was only 70 votes short of a runoff. But we knew that we were more short of. We were short of a movement that will fight for ordinances like CPAC, like ordinances and bills like rent control. Those are the narrative that is pervasive in our city, where they continue to tell us that CPAC is a radical ordinance. How community accountability Civilian accountability of the police is a radical idea. When we see the millions of dollars in settlements to cover police brutality. That is a shame. That is a shame. Yeah. That is a radically wrong idea. To cover up murder. To cover up misconduct.
Yes.
That is radically wrong.
Yes.
And that's why after the election that we saw our brothers and sisters fighting for CPAC, we said our organization is going to go behind it. Full force. Because that's what black and brown solidarity looks like. That's what real solidarity looks like. And what is another shame is to see that after Carlos Rosa, another alderman that I'm proud of have his endorsement and support, voted against the police academy, the $95 million that again goes to fund more police without checks and balances. Wow. The Latino caucus had the audacity to kick him out of the caucus. That's how wrong this system is. So we're going to shake it up. We're going to shake up the Latino caucus. Because it's a shame. It's a shame that we cannot take these kind of stances without the system ganging up against people who are taking strong stances. CPAC, rent control, 5 for 15, elected representative school board, this is a movement of the people, for the people. So that's what I said, and I would like to end with this. I would like to encourage all the candidates running today for office, because we have a bad tendency that when elections are over, everybody goes home, right? Wait a minute. This just started, my brothers and sisters. This just started. We have an uphill battle that we're going to win. So whoever gets into office has the responsibility to carry this forward. And every single candidate, regardless of the outcome, has the responsibility to continue in the movement. Regardless of what is the outcome. So I'm going to tell you what. As organizers, I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher too. I'm an organizer too. And we see what's happening in our classrooms. We see what's happening with the school to prison pipeline. They are privatizing schools. They're privatizing jails. They're locking up our kids. That affects our classrooms. That affects our kids. That brutalizes our communities. This is not going to continue 1 minute more. So my pledge to you is to make sure that day one, to starting today, your pledge is to keep organizing your community, collect more pledges, force your alderman to take a position, make some phone calls, pave the streets, not only to talk about yourself, but to talk about CPAC. Right. CPAC now! CPAC now! Si se puede!
Yes. Okay, we have a few more. As you can see, we got a lot of candidates that are running for office that are challenging the incumbents, and all the ones who have come here today are supporting CPAC. So I'm going to bring up a few more of the candidates before we close.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name is Gabriel Piemonte. I'm running in the 5th Ward against Leslie Hairston, and we have a lot of educators here today running, which is fantastic. I'm not an educator, but I'm somebody who started an after-school program. A couple of years ago, I had a summer of the program with 34 students. It was a videography program. They all got to pick their topics. Everyone wanted to do police brutality stories. Everybody wanted to talk about what they had experienced in their neighborhoods. And it's that sort of thing that has made a profound impact on me. CPAC is incredibly popular in my ward. I think that's true in a lot of other wards. And the only point I want to make, besides being 100% behind CPAC and vowing to be part of the group of aldermen who will pass it if it doesn't happen before the election, is we all have to think about why thousands of people in our wards, thousands of people have signed in support of CPAC in my ward, but my alderman does not support it. That tells you that these are not people who represent us, exactly, even though they get elected by us. Right. We are the silent majority, and we have to be when it comes to justice, to the cruelty that is done to our brothers and sisters in our neighborhoods. Be silent no more. CPAC now.
CPAC now.
CPAC now.
All right, that's the way to keep it rolling. Sister Linda Hudson, what ward?
8th Ward.
8th Ward, also a CPAC supporter.
Hi, my name is Linda Hudson. I'm an automatic candidate in the 8th Ward, running against Michelle Harris. And my alderman does not support CPAC. My alderman accepted $161,000 to be silent regarding the Laquan McDonald murder. So I say we need a whole new city council, because we have all of these aldermen, especially the black aldermen, who are supposed to be the voice for the community, and they are not the voice. I'm going to be the voice for the 8th Ward. CPAC now.
All right, CPAC! CPAC now!
Okay, we're only calling on people who are actually running for office. We're not calling on their assistants. We're not calling on somebody speaking for them. We're calling for them. And why are we doing it like that? Because we want to get the commitments directly from the people who are running. Is that understandable?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so now, Miguel Patista.
All right.
Okay, and do we have any more people who are running for city council? Okay, we're only letting people speak who are running for city council. Okay. What it looks like, all right?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Who's next for city council? Miguel, come on.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. My name is Miguel Bautista, and I'm running for the 28th Ward. I'm here to support CPAC, and I'm here to support
yes.
Frank. If the city council does not pass CPAC this term, we will be passing it come 2019. CPAC now.
Okay, keep it rolling. Next, come on, announce yourself.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Ugo Okere, candidate for alderman of the 40th Ward. Today is a historic day. Our comrade, Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, and several other aldermen will be invoking Rule 41 to bring the Civilian Police Accountability Council for a floor vote in City Council October 31st. This is an ordinance that we have fought to bring to light for years. And I supported CPAC when I organized with Anak Bayan Chicago, an anti-imperialist organization that fought for the liberation of the Filipino people in the United States and abroad. We supported this ordinance because the Chicago Alliance was on the ground hosting community meetings and doing the work. I remember the meeting held in the 49th Ward about 2 years ago. I remember the people of that ward venting their anger and their frustration and their fear of the Chicago Police Department. In the wake of the conviction of Jason Van Dyke, the people of the city of Chicago know that we need police accountability now.
Right. Yeah.
Like any other public institution, the public should be in control, not simply community oversight. That means we need community control of the police through a CPAC ordinance.
Right.
That means an elected body. That means the ability to hire and fire police officers, and the ability to hire and fire the Chicago Police Superintendent.
Right.
CPAC is the strongest mechanism that we have currently to ensure that police are held accountable for murdering black and brown youth.
Woo!
I am sick and tired of seeing black mothers grieve at the sight of their children slain in the streets, and of the concern that it could one day be my mother. I am sick and tired of this city spending millions upon millions of dollars paying out settlements to families because their police department killed black and brown youth in the streets. That's why, as a candidate for Alderman of the 40th Ward, I stand in strong support of CPAC, just as I did in the streets as an organizer and an activist. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Buenos días a todos. Mi nombre es Pete DeMay. Yo soy candidato para concejal en el Distrito 12. My name's Pete DeMay. I'm running for Alderman in the 12th Ward. I'm a McKinley Park parent and husband. I'm a union organizer, and I stand in favor of CPAC. In the 12th Ward, we do a lot of different things. We're lawyers and we're landscapers. We're teachers and we're day laborers. We're native Chicagoans. We come from around the country and we come from around the world. But in spite of our differences, in spite of our diversity, we're united in that we can't continue to waste taxpayer money to cover up for policemen misconduct.
Right.
Millions and millions of dollars could be going to help solve the root causes of crime. We could be dedicating that money to a summer jobs program on the Southwest Side. Let's get our kids working, right? We could be dedicating that money to fully funding public schools. We could be dedicating that money to getting more school counselors in CPS schools. Things that actually work, right? We could reopen the mental health clinics that were closed under Rahm Emanuel and Alderman George Cardenas. That's what works to make neighborhoods safer. We can do that, brothers and sisters, but we need civilian oversight of our police force, and we need it now. CPAC now! CPAC now! Thank you very much.
All right, you hear him.
Good morning. My name is Mark Lovelace. I was telling the chairman here that he may not know it, but I was the lead community relations chair for IVIIPO that got IVIIPO to go on record and support CPAC, and I'm very proud of that. My friend Carolyn here, I know a lot of the people here because I've been involved with grassroots politics and political action for about 30 years here in Chicago. And so this only makes logical sense. I learned this model, the CPAC model, replicates a lot of what happened in D.C., which a friend of mine actually launched that civilian police board. But a friend of mine, Carolyn, said to me, you should be running for alderman instead of city clerk. The chairman here says, why? What does the city clerk doesn't even have a vote? You're right, but let me tell you what the city clerk does have. In the city charter, you know, I like to say this. I'm one of the examples why the slave owners didn't want the slaves to learn how to read. In the city charter, it says that we have three elected executive offices: the mayor, the clerk, and the treasurer. There's only one reason for that, and that is so that power does not concentrate in the mayor's office. Now let me tell you briefly how this relates to CPAC and what we can do, whether they pass it or not. Because when I'm elected city clerk, what I'm going to do is give a running account of every police officer that we have had to pay money out for. Right. I mean, the issue is not just that Van Dyke was convicted. The issue is that $20 million of city money went out for over 26 other complaints. Right. How long did the city council wait over and over again, seeing 2 million, 100,000, 700,000. The clerk gets that information first. And I'm gonna tell you, when I'm elected clerk, you're gonna know it first, just like they are. And then that's how we're gonna hold, is if it's this city council or a new city council, there's a new voice coming, your power's coming, we're leveraging citizen action, we're gonna stop the madness together.
All right. All right, we're going to do the grand finale now. But before we do the grand finale, let me just mention that on the 31st, there are two very important events happening. One is here in City Hall, which the Alderman Rosa has already told you about. And the other one is going to be the sentencing of Jason Van Dyke. We're given the unique opportunity of mobilizing and organizing for both events, all right? So we want people who can be there to be there.
All right, it's still morning, I think. Good morning. I, like a couple others, am not running for any position. But my name is Mohammed, and I'm with the Arab American Action Network. I'm also here representing the U.S. Palestinian Community Network and the campaign to take on hate. So first, I'm honored to say that we worked side by side with the Alliance, Black Lives Matter, and other forces that ensured that real justice was seen with a guilty verdict against the killer cop, Jason Van Dyke. And now the real work begins. The real work begins, which is to ensure that he is not given some joke sentence. It is to ensure that he serves the time that he needs to serve for murdering a child on the streets of Chicago. And that's why we need to be showing up to ensure that Jason Van Dyke is not only that he was convicted, but that he is properly sentenced for the crime that he committed of murder. The victory of the conviction of Jason Van Dyke is not a victory of the justice system. It is not a victory of the courts. It is not a victory of any of the powerhouses in the city. It is a victory of the people's movement. It is a victory of all of the people who are standing here today. Jason Van Dyke would have never been put on trial had it not been for the thousands of people in the street chanting 16 shots and a cover-up. He would have never been on trial because 37 sitting aldermen signed off on the payout to his family
to hide that video, along with the mayor's office, along with Gary McCarthy, and along with state's attorney Anita Alvarez at the time. And we know what happened to Anita Alvarez, and we saw what happened to Gary McCarthy, and we see what's happening to the mayor of Chicago. This is a message for all of the Alder people who are here today. We're invoking this rule. I want to thank Alderperson Carlos Rosa for what he said already. We are bringing CPAC to the floor. History will not absolve you if you stand against CPAC. You have seen what happened to the most powerful offices in this city. You will be no different. If you stand against the people of Chicago and you stand against real justice, you will not be absolved. You will be held to account. History will not be kind to you. You will go the way of Gary McCarthy. You will go the way of Anita Alvarez. And you will go the way of Rahm Emanuel. What we are fighting for in this city is true democracy, is people's control over the institutions that run people's lives. This is the most important legislation in the city of Chicago right now. We are talking about people's ability to run and control the institution that has a monopoly of violence across this city, the Chicago Police Department. If we are talking about democracy, how can we not talk about democracy over one of the largest institutions in the city of Chicago, the Chicago Police Department? We need CPAC now. If we had CPAC, there would have not been Laquan McDonald. If we had CPAC, Rakia Boyd would still be here. If we had CPAC, Flint Farmer would still be here. If we had CPAC, Ronnie Man Johnson would still be here. If we had CPAC, Gerald Reed would be free. And if we had CPAC, Michael Johnson would be free. Steven Rosenthal, I cannot cover all of the cases. If we had CPAC, the over 120 people who were tortured by the criminal gangs of the city of Chicago under John Burge would not have been tortured. There is no more time that can be lost. People are losing their lives. People are languishing in prison. We need CPAC now. CPAC now. CPAC now. CPAC now.
CPAC now. CPAC now.
We want to get all the people who are running on camera.
No getting out of it now.